Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. So go on and roll the dice.
Welcome back to 17 Till. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. ARS. Do it or die, small business owners. That's part of our anthem, isn't it? We roll the dice and we do it or die, and that's the reason why you're my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Morag Barrett. Morag is the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. He's the founder and the CEO of Sky with a Y, Sky Team, an international HR consulting and leadership company. We're talking about resolutions, how to deal with them, not necessarily how to make them, but how to manage them, how to use them or not to use them, sort of thing, right?
Yes, indeed. And I don't know about you, Jim, but New Year's resolutions seem to have a habit of multiplying. So instead of just...
I don't do them.
You know, I don't like them either. I don't have the attention span. Every day is a new day for me, so every day is a new resolution day.
Well, see, my problem with things is I'm such a contrarian, Morag. See, this, I don't like somebody telling me when I'm supposed to do something like a New Year's resolution. That's the reason why I'm such a Scrooge at Christmas, because I don't wait till Christmas to give you something if I want you to have it.
Oh.
And I don't like the fact that somebody's telling me I'm obligated to give you something on a certain day.
Oh, that just doesn't. You're such a lovely man.
I'm a contrarian and a Scrooge, and I admit it. But see, here's the thing. That's not to say that I'm not generous. See.
No. When you set your mind to do something, I have no doubt that you do it. And I think that goes to my second piece of advice for those who are thinking about how they want 2016 to be different to last year is pick one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick one
Simplify.
Thing. Simplify. Do that. Make it a new habit. Achieve that goal. Do it well. And the rest of the annoying habits or the things you want to do, they'll still be there in February, March, April, May, or June. You can do them then. But pick one now and give it a good chance of being.
What would be an example? Should it be something that's testing us? Something that's that we feel that we're our biggest obstacle, our biggest impediment to success? Something like maybe learning a new language, or you talked about a minute ago about moving your finances over to a bookkeeper or to an accountant, so you can become a better manager of the information. That would be a good one thing to do, wouldn't it?
It would be a good one thing to do. And even using the example of learning a new language, it's on my bucket list. The problem is, learning a new language is daunting. That's a huge
goal. You had to learn American, didn't you, 10 years ago?
I did have to learn American, and I'm still learning, y'all. But here's the thing about big goals like learn a foreign language. It's like where you need to be Superman and able to leap buildings in a single bound. It can still be too big. So instead of trying to learn a new language, why don't you break it down to, I want to learn 5 phrases by the end of January. I'm going to learn 50 words by the end of January. Do that. Do it again in February. Do it again in March. And mm-hmm. by the end of the year, then you've added yourself a whole raft. You've got 600 words. You're starting to become fluent, but you've made it more manageable. So pick one thing and break those big goals down into baby steps that makes them less daunting.
How about this?
Yep.
How about something not to do? I'm going to spend less time that is unproductive on social media.
So what does unproductive time on social media look like for you?
Just if you're supposed to be doing something else and you'd rather be surfing around looking at pictures and reading stupid memes and all that kind of thing. As an excuse for not doing being productive or something like that. You know, playing Candy Crush when you ought to be reading an article. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to play. I'm going to play Candy Crush half as much as I did before, and I'm going to read an article that somebody said in, that will improve my knowledge a little bit. What do you think?
Agreed. I agree. So maybe it's I only play Candy Crush on my breaks or at lunchtime.
I only know the name. I've never played that game.
No, I haven't either.
But there are others like it. I look over at people that I imagine that they're reading an article, and I walk by them, and they're holding their phone out doing this, and they're playing a game instead of reading.
Well, and here's the problem, Jim. Even if you're on a break, when you're playing a game at work, you know you're on the break, but when Jim walks past or your colleague and they look over your shoulder and see you playing Candy Crush, they don't know. They just see you
Taking
off and not pulling your weight. So be careful of the reputation that you're unintentionally creating if you are addicted to or using those to recharge your batteries at work. And my advice would be to not be seen playing those in the office.
Well, and I tell you, the best thing to do is don't take them up to start with. Because, I remember when Pac-Man came out. Pac-Man was addictive. Mm-hmm. You can get addicted to these silly things. Just don't start them.
I remember Pong. I was there when Pong, my dad bought the machine home.
That.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm afraid we are dating ourselves now.
We are just a little bit.
Hey, Morang, I need your website again, please.
The website is SkyTeam, SKYE, team.com.
And the book is called Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. And when we come back, we're going to talk about having an accountability partner. Do you have anyone who's holding you accountable? Is there anyone that might, once a month or so, look over your shoulder? And if you don't, maybe that's a good idea. We're going to get Morag to help us with that after these messages. 10 till the hour. Stay with us.
I need to walk on the wire just to catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.